Friends, there are many ways that we can proclaim God's word. This morning, rather than a traditional sermon, I have chosen to do a reading that I wrote in the spirit of this season. As I was inspired by Scripture, I attempted to write something that I hope will bring glory to God by focusing on a very important figure in this Advent season, and that is Mary, the mother of Jesus. I was inspired by Scripture out of Luke, chapter 1, verses 39 through 56. Hear now the word of the Lord. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." And Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, but has sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Oh, Mary, the days are growing close to Christmas, and in the midst of all the noise and hurry in the world, all I want to do is sit down and talk to you. Just talk to you. I would love to hear your voice. You know, the voice that said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant." He chose you, Mary. God chose you to be the mother of Jesus. Was it because you came from a family of riches and power? Was it because you were the most educated and would be able to teach the child Jesus all about the law and the prophets? Was it so that Jesus would be born with high social status? No, of course, none of that is true. You said yourself that God, your Savior, has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. You were just a poor young woman engaged to a carpenter from Nazareth. So why, Mary? Why you? Was it like you had to hear the angel of the Lord speak to you? And what was it like when that angel spoke? What was it like when you heard him say that you are highly favored? I can only imagine that at first you thought it couldn't possibly be true. This just doesn't make sense. How can this possibly be? And how did God know your name? You see all the questions I have, Mary, and I'm not alone. The whole world has so many questions. It's like God has done something that we can't understand, and yet the world has changed because of what happened in Bethlehem. when Jesus was born. Even in the midst of violence and war, when some people are hating other people, the world has a desire to hear more about hope and peace and joy and love. Did you teach these things to Jesus? Is he called the Prince of Peace because you taught him to be gentle? Did you teach him to love others more than himself? I'm guessing he wasn't an ordinary child, one who tried to avoid responsibility or disrespected his parents. That doesn't fit the picture of the one who was presented in the temple 8 days after his birth. We know from the Gospel of Luke that people in the temple took notice of the baby on that 8th day. A righteous man named Simeon was there, and he had been told by the Holy Spirit that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's anointed one, the Christ. Luke tells us that when you, Mary, and Joseph, your husband, brought the baby into the temple, Simeon knew immediately that God had been faithful. He knew that he was looking at the Messiah in your arms, Mary. And it says that after that day, you and Joseph took Jesus and returned to Nazareth, and the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. This was your son, Mary, the one who the prophets foretold. Did he work in the carpenter's shop learning from Joseph? Did he play games and laugh at silly things like other children? Did he ever tell you that he knew he was special? And then there's the story about Jesus in the temple when he was 12 years old. You and Joseph and Jesus had gone to Jerusalem with the crowd of others from Nazareth for the feast of the Passover. But when you were returning, you suddenly realized that Jesus was missing. When you went back to Jerusalem, you found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers. And it says in Scripture that everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. He was only 12 then. It would be 18 more years before he was ready to begin his ministry for God the Father. This was your son, Mary, the one God chose you to birth and to nurture and to raise into a man. As you raised him through his teenage years, did you know he was destined to change the world? You were always there for him, Mary. It's obvious how you loved your son. When he began his ministry in Galilee, the crowds began to follow him. They loved his message of love and hope. Yes, love of God and hope for eternity. The Bible tells us that you were not always able to be near him because of the crowds, but you knew he was on a special journey. You had to let him go to become the man he was destined to be. He healed the sick and the lame. He made the blind see. He restored life to Jairus' little girl, and he brought Lazarus back from the dead. You heard about all that he was doing, Mary. This was your son. He antagonized the Pharisees because they were rigid in the law, and he showed what mercy and justice should look like in the kingdom of God. He ate supper with tax collectors. He boldly walked into Samaria and asked a Samaritan woman for a drink of cold water from Jacob's well. And he restored her soul by telling her of the living water of his own. This was your son, Mary, the one you cuddled and kissed on that cold Christmas night when he was born in the humble surroundings of a stable. And yes, You were there when they crucified him, Mary. When your son was accused of things he never did. When the religious and political leaders of the day felt threatened by his message of salvation, you were there with the love that only a mother can bring to her son. And you stood and watched in horrible, helpless agony as they nailed your son to a cross. But you had to be there. You could not turn away from your son, the one you had given life, the one you wrapped in swaddling cloths and nursed and cuddled, the one you named Jesus, just as the angel of the Lord had instructed you. You were obedient until the end, Mary. You were there for his first breath and his last. But by the grace of God, we also know you were there to celebrate his resurrection. So this story of your life, Mary, is a story of great joy after all. From birth to death to resurrection, you were part of God's plan to bring salvation and joy to the world. The Son of God, who came to redeem the world, was once your little boy. The world is grateful to you, O humble servant. It is with love and affection at this time of Christmas that we remember you, Mary, the mother of Jesus. Thank you. Let us pray. Most gracious God, today we come rejoicing to worship and to praise your most holy name. Once again, we hear the story of our salvation promised by prophets and incarnated in the babe of Bethlehem. Be with us today and in the week ahead as we prepare our hearts and homes to receive the Christ child once again. But as we focus on the magic of this Christmas season, help us to also see beyond it to Christ's promised second coming. May we prepare room in our lives to be ready at any time for that great and glorious day when our world will be redeemed by the one who came to dwell among us. On that day, may we truly shout for joy. We pray today for your redeeming love to enfold all of us struggling in the world. Bring a balm of healing to those who are mourning the loss of loved ones today and throughout this Advent season. Help them to feel the closeness of your Spirit's love surrounding them as they grieve. May your Spirit's strength support all those who are struggling with serious illness at this season of the year. And Lord, indeed, this morning we do lift up to those who we have mentioned earlier. We lift up to you Janie and Jane and Mark and all others, Lord, who are in need of your healing hand. We ask for healing of mind, body, and spirit for all who are sick. Guide our physicians in their work of healing and help our researchers find cures for diseases we currently call incurable. We know, God, that with you, the impossible becomes possible. Help us to have faith, patience, and courage as we await your gift of healing. And Lord, we thank you for gathering us together as a church. We thank you for this wonderful church family, and we pray that you will bless us as we continue our fellowship today. All of these prayers we lift in joyful expectation to you, O Lord, the one who answers prayer, the one who sent us a Savior, the child of Bethlehem, the Prince of Peace, the one who taught us to pray together by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And now let us respond to God's word by returning our gifts to him.
Thank you.
bless us each and every day. And we thank you, Lord, for the blessings of these gifts that we now return to you. We pray that you will use them to bring honor and glory to your name. And we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Friends, Jesus came into this world to bring joy, the joy that comes from salvation and the hope of eternal life. Let us now honor our Lord Jesus Christ by singing Joy to the World, hymn number 40.
Thank you. Yeah. The old liquid smoke bed.
Yeah.